चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री राधा कृष्ण श्री प्रभाकर वंदिगी जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण प्रभु का श्याम अनुराध कर दिगी गुरु राम जी जय श्री नाम नाम जय नवरत्नम जी जय गंग जमुन को श्री भक्ति जी की जय राधा गोरी वैष्णव वंदिगी जय सभा भक्त भक्त वंदिगी जय गो प्रेमानंद जी गो गर्ष के समल गोरी गो गर्ष के समल गोरी गो गर्ष के समल गोरी गो गर्ष के ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नमो विष्णुवराय प्रसादवराय श्रीमद्भागवतो स्वामी इति नमः नमस्ते सारस्वती देव गौरवाणी प्रचारणे नमः विशेष सुमिरि पाशाप्रदेशितारणे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वसुदेव भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हे विष्णु भगवान कैलिफोर्निया चैप्टर 21 वर्स 45 मैत्रेय उवाच
मैत्रेय उवाच इति
ब्रुवाणं
ब्रुवाणं
द्रुपदेन
द्रुपदेन
पित्रो
देवा
देवा
Satisfied.
Purushta manasa.
Purushta manasa.
Greatly pacified in mind.
Sadhuvade.
Expressing congratulations. Sadhava. All the saintly persons. Translation, the great sage Maitreya said, after hearing King Pritha speak so nicely, all the demigods, the denizens, the Pitraloka, the Brahmins, and saintly persons present at the meeting congratulated him by expressing their goodwill. Purport, when a person speaks very nicely at a meeting, he is congratulated by the audience who express their goodwill with the word sadhu, sadhu. This is called sadhuvada. All the saintly persons, Pitras, and demigods who were present at the meeting and heard Prithu Maharaj expressed the goodwill with the word sadhu sadhu. They accepted the good mission of Prithu Maharaj and they were fully satisfied. Text 46, they all declared that the Vedic conclusion that one can conquer the heavenly planets by the action of a putra or a son was fulfilled for the most sinful Vena, who had been killed by the curse of Brahmanas, was now delivered from the darkest region of hellish life by his son, Maharaj Prithu. Report, according to Vedic version, there is a hellish planet called Put, and one who delivers a person there is called Putra. The purpose of marriage, therefore, is that Putra, a son who can deliver his father, even if the father falls to the hellish condition of Put. Maharaj Prithu's father, Vena, was the most sinful person, therefore cursed to death by the Brahmanas. Now all the great saintly persons, sages and Brahmanas present at the meeting after hearing from Maharaj Prithu about his great condition of life, became convinced that the statements of the Vedas had been fully proved. The purpose of accepting a wife in religious marriage, as sanctioned in the Vedas, is to have a putra, a son, qualified to deliver his father from the darkest regions of hellish life. Marriage is not intended for sense gratification for getting a son fully qualified to deliver his father. But if a son is raised to become an unqualified human, how can he deliver his father from hellish life? It is therefore the duty of a father to become a Vaishnava and raise his children to become Vaishnavas. Then, even if by chance the father falls into a hellish life in his next birth, such a son can deliver him as Maharaj Prithu delivered his father. Similarly, Hiranyakasipu, who by dint of his sinful activities always defied the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, entered into the darkest region of hellish life. But by the grace of his son, Prahlad Maharaj, he also was delivered and went back to Godhead. Therefore, when Prahlad Maharaj was offered benediction by Narasimhadev, due to his great devotion and tolerance, he refused to accept any benediction from the Lord, thinking that such acceptance was not befitting a sincere devotee. The rendering of service to the Supreme Personality of God as expectation of a good reward is deprecated by Prahlad Maharaj as mercantile business. Because Prahlad Maharaj was a Vaishnava, he did not ask a benediction for his personal self, but was very affectionate towards his father, although his father tortured him and would have killed him had he himself not been killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prahlad Maharaj begged pardon for him from the Lord. This favor was immediately granted by the Lord, and Hiranyakasipu was delivered from the darkest region of hellish life, and he returned back home back to God by the grace of his son. Prahlad Maharaj is the topmost example of a Vaishnava who is always compassionate towards sinful persons suffering a hellish condition of life within this material world. Krishna is therefore known as Paradukaduki Kripambudhi, or one who is compassionate towards others suffering and is an ocean of mercy. Like Prahlad Maharaj, all pure devotees of the Lord come to this material world with full compassion to deliver the sinful. They undergo all kinds of tribulations, suffering them with tolerance, because that is another qualification of the Vaishnava who tries to deliver all sinful persons from the hellish conditions of material existence. Vaishnavas are therefore offered the following prayer upon Shakalpam Shravistra Kripasandhubayavacha Patakandavayo Vaishnavayo Namo Namaha. The chief concern of a Vaishnava is to deliver the fallen souls. Translation, they all declared, the great sage Maitreya said, after hearing King Pritha speak so nicely, all the demigods, denizens of Pitraloka, Brahmins, and saintly persons present at the meeting congratulated him by expressing their goodwill. They declared that the Vedic conclusion that one can conquer the heavenly planets by the action of a putra or a son was fulfilled, for the most sinful Vena, who had been killed by the curse of a Brahmana, was now delivered from the darkest region of hellish life by his son, Maharaj Prithu.
Simadaya Haranikasi, who by dint of his sinful activities always defied the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, entered in the darkest region of hellish life, but by the grace of his great son, Prahlad Maharaj, was also delivered when dead by Godhead. So, this is actually praise of Prithu Maharaj, because he was able, through his good conduct, to deliver his father, even though his father was a demon and didn't deserve any good results. And then the comparison is made with Hiranyakasipu and Prahlad. So Prahlad asked that his father be helped also, even though he was also a big demon and was killed personally by the Lord. In the case of the Vena, he was killed by the curse of Brahmanas. In the case of Hiranyakasipu, the Lord himself directly killed him. So both represent very adharmic persons. And therefore, severe action had to be taken. Nevertheless, the actions of the sons were completely different. In the case of Prithu, of course, he was an ideal king, was also Shakti Vaishavatar of the Lord and a great devotee. In the case of Prahlad, he was a great devotee of the Lord, a wonderful devotee of the Lord. So, in spite of having demonic fathers, the sons were great devotees. So the in regular shastras, Smriti shastras, sons are to be produced in order to carry out Shraddha rites, to deliver their ancestors and father and mother, etc., if they happen to end up in a hellish existence by doing sinful activities. So a putra is one who therefore delivers the father. And generally the rites should be done by a son. And a daughter cannot do the right, so therefore everybody wants to have a son for that reason. That's one reason for having a son. So, that is, of course, the Smriti Shastra conclusion. Of course, simply to do Shraddha rites is not the ultimate issue. If one is a devotee of the Lord, that is better. So in the case of Prahlad, because he was a great devotee, automatically his ancestors and future generations got deliverance. They were free from hellish existence because of his presence in that family, simply because he was a devotee of the Lord. So definitely, a worship of the Lord is stronger than worship of Pitris. So the son can deliver the father or mother from hellish condition by doing Shraddha rites to the Pitris. But the devotee of the Lord, he can deliver his parents much more than that. Not only get rid of sinful reactions, he can also help them on the path of devotional service. So ultimately they can get out of the material world, not just get rid of their sinful reactions. Okay? As in the case of Prahlad, who delivered his generations in the past and future. And of course, it extends not only to the actions one does, but simply one's presence. And that present extends not only to one's immediate family, but even to generations past and generations in the future. So this illustrates the power of bhakti over karma. So in this way, the devotional service solves the problem automatically. So the devotee, whether he does Shraddha rites or not, doesn't really matter. Because he's a devotee of the Lord, his presence purifies the ancestral lineage completely. In the case of Prithu, of course, he was a devotee of the Lord. He's also Shakti Vaishavatar of the Lord. So there's no question to his powers at all, what he can do. So he appears in the family of Vena, so that of course is good, even though Vena was a demon. Just as Krishna appears in the Yadu dynasty and gives blessings to that family. So, when Prithu appears. He also gives blessings to his family, even to the demons. So, of course, demons should suffer their karma, but at the same time, we see that due to the mercy of the devotees and the Supreme Lord, this does not always happen. So when Krishna kills demons, for instance, they don't have to suffer karma. They get good position. They may go to Svarga Loka or whatever. In the case of Hiranyakasipu, he became Ravana. So he got enjoyment. He didn't go to hell. He got enjoyment. So when the Lord actually kills a demon, then karma is not a consideration there even. Rather, he elevates that person. Of course, in the case of Prithu Maharaj, it was the Brahmins that cursed him to die. But by the power of Prithu and his activities, the people here are saying that he has also delivered his father simply because of his activities. So, in other words, his wonderful activities counteract all the bad activities of King Vena, and therefore his sinful reactions are annihilated or whatever. This, of course, does not mean that Vena was liberated or whatever, but at least he was free from his sinful reactions and didn't have to suffer so much because of the presence of a good son. Of course, the son also was not produced in a normal way because he wasn't produced through a mother and father. He was churned from the thigh of King Vena by the Brahmin, so it was a little different type of son. It was not the normal type of son, but nevertheless, it was through the agency of Vena that he was produced, and therefore he was in the same lineage, counted in the same dynasty. So in any case, because of his activities, this compensated for the sinful actions of Vena. So therefore, the conclusion is that the activities of a great devotee of the Lord influence even others. So if one is a devotee, that influence carries over. It carries over to parents and whatever, or to future generations. How is that possible? That is possible because bhakti is superior to all other processes. It is superior to karma. It is superior to all the yoga and jnana and karma yoga, etc. It is superior to karma. It destroys karma. So it destroys karma not only for the individual practicing, but then it also influences other people as well, as is illustrated here. So the parents get the effect also of what the children do if the children are devotees. So this illustrates the great power of bhakti. And of course, it can even not only destroy sinful activities, it does more than that. It can put one on the path of devotional service and take one out of the material world. So in other words, this is a type of agata sukriti for all the people in the dynasty. So they don't know how they are doing anything especially devotional, but because the Prahlad was produced in that dynasty, that is their agata sukriti. So they get benefit for that. So that is the power of devotion, that even if it's unconscious, even the demons, still they get the benefit of that. So Hiranyakasipu gets the benefit of that as well. Of course, the additional factor here is he was killed by the Supreme Lord. But, and that of course is a blessing because if one gets killed by the Supreme Lord, then he gets a good destination automatically. But, why was he killed by the Lord? Because of Prahlad. He only came because Prahlad was a great devotee. So again, it comes back to the presence of Prahlad. This is how the Lord's mercy was manifested, because of his devotee. So therefore, the presence of a devotee is very auspicious in this material world, and it can overcome all obstacles and for the individual, and can also help destroy the obstacles even for others who are related in some way, either by presence or by family line or whatever. So this is the power of bhakti. So it destroys karma, and it also tends to put one on the path of devotional service. So this is most auspicious for everyone.
When the Brahmana tells someone,
well, it depends. In this case, they're saying, no, the Brahmins cursed him, so he died, yes, but still, so that curse was not in any way negated. But still, his suffering for all of his crimes was annihilated by the presence of Prithu Maharaj. Of course, directly the curse was not interfered with. However, as we see in the case of the curse of the Brahmana upon Parikshit, it could have been, Parikshit could have destroyed the curse because the Vaishnava is more powerful than the Brahmana. But he didn't do that because it was the Leela of the Lord to arrange to have the Bhagavatam spoken, so therefore he didn't do that. Well, generally, Vaishnavas don't curse.
Yes.
Curses are usually made out of anger or whatever. So generally, the Vaishnava accepts that whatever actions people do, the law of karma will take care of it. So we don't have to interfere with that.
Especially in case when the Lord is being blasphemed or
Lord
is being blasphemed.
Oh. Yeah. In that case, of course, one can counteract in some way. If one can defeat the argument, it's fine. One can, one shouldn't listen to it.
Because sometimes when we try to argue, we take them more and they will take something more.
Whatever, depends on the situation.
No, because the pure devotee of the Lord, the Muslims are just in all kinds of things, you know. So, I mean, they have to get the heavy karma for that, you know.
Yeah, whatever they do, if they offend, in other words, the Vaishnava principles, don't offend the devatas. So if they offend the devatas, then one has to suffer for that. Well, that doesn't always happen, as we see here in the case of King Vena, or in the case of Prahlad also. It didn't happen. That's a general problem thing, but it's not always the case. And sometimes in pious parents produce impious children also. It's also there. So King Anga had Vena as a son, and Vena has had Prithu as a son, so they're completely opposite. The whole system was not proper. So there are always exceptions to the rule.
You know, the poachers, they are slaughtering cows, and they have become devotees.
What's that?
Poachers, you know.
Butchers.
They slaughter the cows,
but
they have become devotees. They have become devotees.
Who?
That was the devotees.
Okay, so then there's no problem. Finished. Just like Murdari the hunter, he was killing animals, then he became a great devotee, but not considered anymore. Whatever, he was killing animals and watching them die.
Especially killing
cows
is more simple.
Yeah, anyway, it's all dissolved by bhakti. Bhakti destroys all the karmas and all the sins.
By becoming devotee, is not giving more thoughts.
But anyway, because the devotional service destroys all the karma, so it's not a consideration.
He said that when two veenas are kept inside a locked room, and one of the veenas is played, the other one responds with the same note. So just like that, when two persons are interacting, is it, if a person is getting agitated, is it because of the other person who is making it out, or how it works?
Well, it depends. Not obviously. Maybe, may not be. Depends on the situation. Yeah? So sometimes it's a devotee and then someone gets angry at him. So we cannot say, oh, he got angry because the devotee's bad qualities. Not necessarily always so. It may happen if one is angry, then another person becomes angry. But not sometimes the person becomes angry for no good reason at all. Yeah, it's an artha. So if they are controlled by that type of thing, then it's an obstacle.
Yeah.